Hey, everybody who listens to this podcast, all 20 of you.
That's generous.
Me and Casey, and our guest, Olivia House, watched a trailer called Mighty Ducks.
What's the subtitle?
Game Changers.
Man, we're here to talk about it.
Yeah. So, Casey.
Yeah. What's up?
So, before we introduce Olivia, order a business, podcast business, right up top.
Yeah.
I don't think we should even talk about the trailer anymore. Before we used to recite the trailer, like word for word, we'd describe every scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
Then we sort of like pulled it back and we were like, okay, let's just talk about what we're learning from the trailer about the movie. And now I think we should just let the listeners go watch it.
Go watch it.
Go watch it right now, and then you can listen to this, and you'll know what we're talking about. Yeah, and then maybe Casey, we can like drop in some clips or something when we reference something.
Great idea.
What do you think about that, Olivia?
Yeah, that sounds. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, let's introduce.
This is Olivia. Olivia. Yeah,
Olivia, you're lots of things, and in no particular order. You're a graphic designer. You're an artist and like a muralist. You're a collegiate athlete. You're an activist. You live in Chicago and you appreciate Zach Levine. And it's a bummer that.
Which is a requirement of the podcast, isn't it? that should be on our sort of like intake form. Check this box if you love Zach Levine.
Yeah. COVID kind of derailed something that was going to be cool for you. You were going to star as an actor in a short film. Is that correct?
Whoa, what?
Is that fair to say? Are all those things fair to say?
Tell us about that.
Yeah, all of those things are accurate. And why did I almost forget that I was going to star? I mean, I still am. We don't know when it's going to be, but I will.
You will pick it up. But was it maybe because it's the first time you've done that and you were kind of maybe a little nervous for it?
I was so nervous. And I'm still nervous. I don't think I'll watch it. I don't think I'll ever watch it.
Oh, that's... Actors always say that they never watch their own stuff.
Yeah. And okay, but that's like hard to believe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think Casey, they usually say that because they like don't want to be like full of themselves. Mm-hmm. But Olivia is saying, "I'm too scared.
Yeah.
I'm too nervous to see myself perform."
Like they're professional.
I don't think she's trying to be humble.
No, like Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, okay, you don't watch your own movies. Sure, you don't watch Titanic, Leo. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Everybody watches Titanic.
Exactly.
Okay, so would there be a trailer made for this short film that you were gonna be?
Oh yeah. We should do that on the podcast with Olivia.
Wow.
What'd that be like?
Oh my god. Okay, I know exactly how it would be like. Have you guys seen the show Insecure?
Uh-huh.
I think it would be like exactly like that. There'd be a scene. It would start with like me in the mirror, like doing a little rap or something, and then it would transition to me like being awkward in a coffee shop or something, like a guy walking up saying hi, you know, like that type of thing. It's 100%.
Like behind closed doors, the confidence like juxtaposed with.
Yes.
Okay.
What is this short film? Can you talk about it, Olivia?
If I didn't preface it with this, like you would think nothing of it, but it's embarrassing to me to like tell you the premise of it because it is. Literally my life. Like it's when I was cast for this, I was like, of course, because this is me. So the like synopsis is like a fresh college graduate. She's a black woman, like trying to navigate herself in the world. She's awkward, but like smart and nice and quirky, but like has no control over her love life and is so nervous about those types of things. And me too.
So it was written for you is what it sounds like.
It was so wild. I have a mutual friend and she's the like producer or whatever.
Cool.
He messaged me and she's like, I think he'd be perfect for this role.
I was reading the script and I just kept thinking of you.
At first I was like, wow, I'm so flattered. And then she sent it to me and I was like, oh my god.
I'm not flattered anymore.
No, I'm not. It was a real reality check, I think.
What's the scoop? It got derailed because of coronavirus. Yeah. And do they have like a date set for when they're going to start trying again, or is it just like all up in the air still?
Well, they wanted to push it to spring.
Yep.
So we'll see.
Oh, cool. Fingers That's crossed. Still on, possibly.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That's amazing. I got to start like practicing again, you know, like rehearsing my life. But
yeah. Sweet. And it would film in Minneapolis, right?
It would. Okay, wait. But actually, the like producer, she moved recently to LA. So I'm kind of hoping we get to go out there. So.
Yeah. What is any of it have to be in Minneapolis? You could do it in LA.
Yeah, we could totally do it in LA. So
yeah, you could. But what I was going to say is if you did it in Minneapolis, you'd have the backdrop of, you know, a very particular place, much like Mighty Ducks, Game Changers.
Whoa, what a segue.
Okay, let's take a little poll here. You chose to do this trailer. Are you a fan of the previous Mighty Ducks movies?
Yeah, why'd you pick this one, Olivia?
I think I'd seen something on Twitter about a Mighty Ducks movie, but that was like, I swear, like years ago. So I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. So Casey, when you sent it, I was like, oh my God, my heart. We had that movie. Was it the second one? I think.
Me too.
On VHS. Yeah. On VHS. And I just watched it and watched it and watched
it. Wow. Okay. So you're quite a bit younger than Kyle and I.
Yes.
This movie, The Mighty Duck. Okay. First of all, let me ask Kyle, are you a Mighty Ducks fan?
Yeah. I was a huge fan, but now as an adult, I don't really remember what happens in it, or I just remember it being one of my favorite movies when I was like a middle schooler, a little kid, probably even younger, elementary school kid.
Okay. Are you, Kyle, you're not a huge sporto, but
I hate sports.
But do you like sports movies? Like, can you get into like a Rudy or something where.
Like a miracle.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know.
And, you know, the music and all the stuff is just drawing you into this like game, and will they win the game?
I think so. And I think, no, I like the part because like, I was just thinking like, which sports movies can I even think of? And I was thinking of like Moneyball and like A League of Their Own. Sure. Are like sports movies I like, but those aren't really about the sport. It's more about like,
yeah,
the Moneyball is about the business side. Yeah. And the League of Their Own is about like empowering women to like create their own path forward in like a territory that they have been not allowed in.
Yeah. Do you like boxing movies?
Ooh.
Cause I feel like that's like kind of the best sort of like competition.
Yes.
The way to put like the competition of sports on film in a like compelling way is boxing.
I don't think so. Oh, I can't even think of a boxing movie.
Like Creed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The Fighter.
Yeah. Creed was great.
Okay.
But again, I lose interest when it comes down to the competition part.
Oh, you don't get pumped when like the music kicks in and it's like, do it.
No, wow. No. This is, I think, a Olivia and Casey conversation. As soon as it comes to like competition, I'm like, I don't care.
Liv, you get amped. You get amped when you're supposed to get amped, right?
Absolutely amped. Like Creed 2. Do you know when they're like the big fight and they're like walking down the aisle and the music's playing and the light is really dramatic? Yeah.
Wait, the one in the middle or the one at the end?
I think it was...
Or both, probably. You were probably hyped up for both.
Yeah, I was definitely hyped up for both. But I think that was I think that was the end one. I think that was the end one. So good.
Have you seen Varsity Blues? Either of you?
I started watching it because you, I think, referenced it in one of our first podcasts, and I turned it off for, like, pretty much every day.
I don't think I have.
You know that one? It's a football movie with Dawson's Creek.
Paul Walker too, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it. Football movies actually like kind of turn me off. I'm not a big football.
What?
Wow.
There's like a lot of just like too many elements, too big of a team.
Yeah.
It's like, do you focus on the individual of the team? But I feel like there's a really good one that I know I love.
A football one?
Yeah.
Okay, Varsity Blues is cool because it's a real sort of time stamp on the era that it was made. It's got cool like Foo Fighters music and stuff, and it like filmed the like tackles and stuff in a way that I'd never seen before, and it gets you amped. It's sick. Okay. It's not a good movie, but it's like it's a pretty fun movie to watch.
You know what sports movies I love? What? Adam Sandler sports movies. I love The Longest Yard remake. I love Waterboy.
Gilmore. Yeah. Do you like basketball? Yeah. I'm not mistaking that for an Adam Sandler movie. I'm just saying it's kind of in the ballpark.
Yeah, for sure. Sports comedies I'm into.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
For the comedy aspect, not the sports. Okay, guys.
Okay. Yeah,
Mighty Ducks. Are there three from the 90s? I can't remember.
I think so.
Yeah. I only really remember the first two, but those two were super, super important to me. And I do remember a hometown pride thing. Yeah. I thought it was like super cool that it took place here. Yeah. Like they're like skating around the Mall of America and stuff. Anything that the Mall of America is in is sick.
Absolutely.
Like jingle all the way.
If you have the Mall of America in your movie, it's gonna perform well.
Yes.
You guys, let me just get into my wait what, because it's important, and I feel like you guys maybe didn't notice this, or if you did, I'm gonna feel.
Hold on, real quick, Olivia. We try to do every episode while we're watching the trailers. But was there a moment that made you say like, whoa, 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 wait, what? So that's what Kyle's going to get
the
into.
The part right now in the trailer where there's kind of a twist or a reveal where you're like, what? Like in Mighty Ducks, at the very end, it says a limited series. It's not a movie. It's a show.
What?
Yes.
I did not.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I know. I didn't either. I know. Isn't that insane? I watched it like three times, and then because when they show the title at the end, there's like a bunch of snow dust like flying.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you just kind of like look at the cool effects, but then like at the very bottom, it says TV series coming soon. That's like really small.
That's pretty shocking, but it's not. It's sort of clarifying because it doesn't. Yes. It doesn't look like. It looks like a series. It looks like a show more than is like a grand movie.
Totally.
I would totally agree. That's what it was. Because I was watching it and I was like, for some reason, this doesn't feel like a movie trailer. I was like, oh, okay, I guess. Everything is falling together now.
It's lame too, because I feel like from what I've heard, like people talking about it, people aren't that excited for this Mighty Ducks, but I think it's because nobody knew it was a show. Yeah. Like knowing it's a show, yes. I'm even more psyched, but not knowing it was a show, I felt the same way I think Olivia was feeling, which is like, this looks like kind of cheap. Yeah. I don't think this is going to like stand up to the other movies in terms of quality and like acting.
Yeah.
But now that it's a show, it's like, oh, okay. They're going to have like multiple episodes to be able to like work out the acting stuff,
yeah.
Figure out the characters a little bit more. And like, there's going to be more going on than just like a 1.5 hour or a hour and a half, like quick story catching us up with Emilio Estevez or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll be on Disney Plus.
I'm psyched, but that was my wait. What was cool. Realizing what, how is this not a movie? They've marketed it as a film.
Great wow. Catch, Kyle. My that wait, what is kind of the obvious one. Like Gordon Bombay himself is back because.
Is his name Gordon Bombay? Is
that his name? Oh yeah.
That's an Adam Sandler character name if I've ever heard one. Bobby Boucher and Gordon Bombay are definitely brothers or like, cousins or something.
I'm surprised that he agreed to do it, but also surprised because I didn't think that Emilio Estevez had been doing much for a while, and I'm right, because like he did a few things in 2000 and then peppered in some things like throughout the early aughts.
Essentially retired, yeah.
And now he's Bombay and he's doing the thing and it looks great.
It seems, and it's weird, but this is like his role. He never really like took off in any other series like he did Mighty Ducks. So it does feel good that he's like, I'll come back and like be this guy.
Of course. That's why actually I wasn't surprised by that. Because I was like, how can they do a Mighty Ducks thing without him being in it in some capacity, right?
Yeah, totally. Olivia, what do you know about Gilmore Girls?
Okay. I know it, but like I couldn't get into it.
Casey, D Do you have any Gilmore Girls info?
I'm like, I've seen probably like four halves of episodes.
I know
about it. I've never seen it. I probably would like it. Once I got like kind of engulfed by the environment of the show, I'd probably really like it. Is this something you've watched a lot?
No, I don't know. So that's the thing. It's like, now that I know it's a series, the casting clicks so much more, understanding like that it takes place in Minnesota, because it like feels like they're trying to lift the Gilmore Girls vibe and sneak in a family-friendly Disney spot for it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Because like, it has the flannel that Gilmore Girls had. It has Lauren Graham, the one of the stars. And like, so much of the like camera work and lighting just feels like very soft and like warm and
gauzy.
Like, I feel like everything just clicked for me. And I don't know enough about Gilmore Girls. Like, I wish we had a Gilmore Girls expert who could like call in and explain like the other things that they're trying to draw out of Gilmore Girls and like we'll put into the show. Cause I think it's going to be a big part of it. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I think so.
I loved the stomp quack song that was like going on. Did you guys notice that they did like a, almost
like a We Will Rock You kind of thing?
Yeah, but it was all with, it was like Stomp the Musical. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was all like sound that was found in.
Oh, like, yeah, like Foley'd sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Were there real quacks?
Which was like, so cool.
Like a duck
quack? Yeah, it was like kids chanting quack.
Oh, cool, cool.
Like, you know how in the first movies they go quack, yeah. quack, quack, yeah. quack, quack. It was like a really slow version of that with some stomp elements.
Yes. Very cool.
I didn't notice that. I
think that was dope.
Olivia, was there anything that happened that really surprised you in this trailer? Like a moment like that?
Nothing was like surprising, but like when they showed, whatever her name is from Gilmore Girls, I was like, oh, okay, that's surprising. And then it wasn't surprising when they revealed that, you know, Emilio Estevez was going to be in it, but I was like, oh my God, like when he turned around.
He was just working on a Zamboni.
Oh,
in the light from the. Oh, it was really good.
It was.
So Olivia, what do you think he's been up to? What's his name again? Casey?
Emilio.
Gordon.
No, yeah, Bombay.
Gordon Bombay. Yeah.
What has Gordon Bombay from we saw him last to now? What has he filled all that time with? Do you think?
I'm gonna say. Like,
and then I've got some, and then I've got a theory too.
I think he's like, he's fallen off as a coach, you know, kind of like that washed up old coach with a bunch of memories and trophies, just like save this rink or something like that. And just like rides the Zamboni around, like something real quiet, like teaches or something like that. Like, it's really just like, kind of retired, kind of wanting to get back in the game, but not really knowing how, has some mixed feelings. And then like, loves these kids or something like that. That's how I'm seeing it.
Don't you feel like he's like the kind of guy who would like show up to city council meetings and like complain about something? Like, he seems like he really fell off and was like kind of a crotchety old man.
Kind of jaded, like for sure.
Is he a bad actor now? Because the line that he has is delivered really weird.
I know.
He's like, are you lost because skates are up there?
I feel like he did that one perfectly. Because imagine what if he wasn't a celebrity and it wasn't like a jaw dropping moment, how they would deliver that, like just a normal like owner of a skate brand.
Yeah.
And he did it perfect. That's exactly how it would sound. Hey, are you looking for the skates are up there? You're in the wrong spot, brother.
Yeah.
I think that he's just taken over the Hans role. If you remember Hans from the first movie.
Oh, so right, Casey.
He runs the rink, and then I think he dies in either the first or second one.
Yep.
Whoa, is that a preview prediction that Emilio is going to die in this season?
Whoa, I hope not.
And then, if he dies, then Josh Jackson is going to have to come back and take
Oh my God. Do you think they're going to throw out some big cameos like that?
They have to.
They have to, right?
That's the cool thing about it being a series. I feel like it catches some wind, then then people will come out and...
Okay.
When this catches fire, and I know it will, we're going to see some crazy cameos, baby. So
honestly, I was surprised that it wasn't Josh Jackson who turned around. That's what I was expecting.
My God. I mean... My jaw was on the floor with Emilio, but I would have gone to the basement if it would have been Josh.
I would have lost it. I would have absolutely lost it. Yeah.
That would have been nuts.
Nuts.
You know something? I was disappointed that we didn't get more of the kids. So much of the show is going to be like those two friends, and like there's just a really quick shot in the trailer of like him trying to convince this like ragtag group of people like, hey, I want to start my own team. I want, like, that's what I loved about the first Mighty Ducks was like, oh, these characters are all so different and weird and they shouldn't be working together, but then they like become a team and get so good. And it's like, that's what I loved was like, I want to have friends who are all weird and good and can collaborate like this.
And you want to do a flying V with them.
Oh my
but this trailer was
God.
Like, yeah, I wanted to do a flying V. I just want to do a flying V with
just once. Yeah.
But this trailer was like aimed at maybe not even us. It like felt like it was for Gilmore Girls fans.
Yeah,
I guess. I
it wasn't like too much of adults. A nostalgia play.
No,
it seemed like there was a bit of it, but yeah, I think you're right, Kyle.
But is it a kids show or is it a show for adults?
Okay, that's actually
great question. Great question.
Instinctively, I would say kids, just like. But now that you say that. I don't know. I think it'll toe the line, like something like Gilmore. Like
yeah. It's interesting. Like they probably were looking at Cobra Kai. Have you guys seen that show?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I've heard such good things and I just don't have time, Casey.
I hear you, man. But something like that, that's like, you know, from the late 80s that people that grew up on it are going to watch it. But I think it's like reached a new audience of like younger people who don't give a shit about the original one. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed there was so much Lauren Graham and Emilio I want more of the kids in there because even that last line in the trailer where the kids like I think that's basketball, but whatever, was like so funny. That was like I want more of the kids being wisecracking, little
exactly.
Shits.
Let's see these goofballs.
Yes.
That's a great point, Kyle. I love it.
I mean, I won't complain about how much Emilio Estevez is in that because I swear he was my first like crush. I was obsessed.
What?
I was obsessed.
From Mighty
no
Ducks.
No way.
From D2?
Okay. Originally, yes, from Mighty Ducks. And then like when I think because I watched The Breakfast Club after.
Oh,
like,
cool.
And then I was like, oh my God, I'm really obsessed with you.
Wow.
I love him.
What? Wow.
That's amazing, Olivia. That's such a confession to have on our podcast.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at the old pictures of him right now in the first movie, the second movie. Come on, the hair. The hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of like a, he's a bad boy. He's like kind of an alcoholic and like a cocky. What is his deal? Was he like a star player?
Yeah, right. Young? He was.
Mm-hmm. I don't really remember how that went.
I think he was totally a star player. And then didn't he like he gets arrested for like drunk driving or something? Like he turns down a bad path.
And then he has
that's what happens in Mighty Ducks.
I think he has to coach for like community service.
Yes, exactly.
Whoa, that's like a pretty dark. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I mean, of course, Josh Jackson. Obviously had a big crush on him too. Oh my God. Such a heartthrob. And he was also kind of the like, he was like tough. Oh my God. It's too much. It's too much.
Oh shit.
That Mickey's Diner?
Yes. Honestly, that's that whole cast.
Oh, whoa.
Wait. Yeah. Do you remember that, Kyle? There were so
No, I don't. I have to go back and watch this.
Local little pieces, which I don't think this is going to have because I just saw that it's filming in Toronto.
Fancy Ray shows up at one point. It's just packed with Minneapolis stars.
I love it.
I was going to say I loved all the Minnesota gear. They were like wild hats and they were in gopher sweatshirts.
That's a great point. I'm so glad they did that.
Not a single Minnesotan accent, though, which maybe I'm glad for that.
Yeah, I was going to say that's cool when they use in things like this, when they use like actual team logos and stuff. And I wonder how that works. Like if it's like super expensive to do that, because it's always interesting. Like have you seen Any Given Sunday, that football movie? I guess you just said that you don't like football movies, but
I feel like I have seen it, but I don't remember.
It's like Al Pacino is a coach and all the, it's I don't know if they say that it's the NFL, but all the teams are made up teams. And but like sometimes like there's a lot of basketball movies where they'll use real like NBA teams. I'm always fascinated how they like figure out if they can do that or not.
Yeah, I don't know where that legal line is. Like I know for us, or like in the corporate world, you need approval for anything if you're gonna like have an ad with any logo of any sort. But if you're making a movie, it's an artistic piece.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like at what point or what scale it's like, we gotta.
I feel like there has to be something, because I'm literally working on a project where a guy gave us a headshot and it has like the Prior Lake High School logo, and they're like, nah, we have to photoshop it out. Yeah.
Wow.
Like that's not even a brand.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's really strange.
Yeah, I don't know, Casey. I wonder what that looks like, and I wonder if it's easy for them or if they had to like go to bat to get that Gophers sweatshirt in there, and they like had to pay a bunch of money to the Minnesota college to be like,
right? Because it's like
Disney wants to use
what's the line between like product placement and having, and then like licensing it.
And storytelling. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, wouldn't you want? I don't know.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like especially like U of M, right? Yeah. That's like free advertisement
for sure.
Yeah, why don't we just host the movie? The U of M should have hosted them for free for the filming.
Yes,
agreed.
It's free advertisement.
My last thing that I just want to say is I wonder if they will shout out Edina as like the evil team again, which is so cool. That was like
great.
They just like stepped on Edina's neck in the.
Honestly, that might be why I fell in love with it. I'm like, you guys know, like this is Minneapolis, like Minnesota, like knowledge. Like you guys need to do that.
And that's a hyper local thing for anyone that's not from Minnesota, but Edina is a real suburb in Minnesota.
And that Casey really wants to kill everyone. It sounds like in Edina, you had so much joy.
I played traveling basketball growing up, and it was like that. Like,
yeah.
They were just a hated team.
Hated. Yeah. I went to Ridgefield, so like it was definitely kind of like a border thing too. We were like, you cake eater.
And by traveling basketball, you mean you were a part of the Globetrotters?
Exactly.
That's what, there's basketball, there's college basketball, and then there's travel basketball, which is Globetrotters.
That's right.
That's how much I know about sports.
Yeah. Kai, you didn't. Did you ever try to play like any sports as a youngster? Just to
test the waters. I played hockey in first grade because my cousin played, and two of my cousins played, and it just kind of felt like maybe it was like a family.
Yeah,
this is the family sport. But I didn't really get that into.
Could you hockey stop?
It was done after first grade. I probably could.
Huh.
But not anymore. I'm terrible on skates.
Liv, can you skate?
I used to be so good, but I know now. No, it's not like riding a bike. It's not.
Can you hockey stop when you were good?
That sounds like you're trying to do a song or a dance. Is that a thing? The hockey stop?
It is just the coolest thing that you can do. It's like there's nothing like, it's like dunking.
And now we do the hockey stop.
It is. It's like dunking or like.
It's so, as someone who didn't grow up playing hockey, I was just so jealous of people that could do that. And then I eventually learned to do it. And that's all, if I ever go skating, all I do is go back and forth, just stopping all the whole time.
Spraying as many people as you can.
Exactly.
Oops, sorry. Just a hockey stop. Yes. That'll happen when you're on the ice.
Yes, yes. Dang, I wish. Because, yeah, that was the coolest.
It was really cool.
I was so jealous.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys would like to talk about this trailer?
No, I'm excited now hearing what you guys knew about the first one that I forgot about and don't remember. Like, I hope they bring up maybe Emilio's fallen off the wagon something. And like, maybe there's some cool side stories that they can do that are like a little darker.
Yeah. Does it make you want to rewatch the first
one? Oh, for sure. My God. I don't remember anything about them, but now that hearing Olivia talk about how like big of an influence it was, I think it was on me too. I just don't remember. I packed it away.
I hope that the second one lives up to what it is in my head, because that's the one where they go to LA for the Olympics, right? And they play like street hockey with like the LA locals.
Wait, is that D2 or D3?
I think that's D2. D3 is when they go to college.
Oh,
they freeze the like bad team freezes their jerseys with like liquid nitrogen, and he punches through the frozen jersey. That's your favorite one.
Whoa.
I love that ride. I love that. Yeah.
You probably love that because Josh Jackson's like a grown man in that one.
And he has to like really step up. Absolutely.
I'm doing the puberty math backwards for Olivia. When D3 came out and when Olivia was hitting puberty, it's like, oh yes, yeah.
So D3 is good. I'd completely forgotten about D3, but I think D3 is really good too. What a legendary trilogy.
Oh my god.
And D4 is when they go to space. So they go Minneapolis, LA, college, space. Then they go to outer space.
Did you ever hear
what a trilogy?
Yeah.
Wow. Who else? Oh my, all of them are good. All
three.
Wow.
Did you ever hear the Quentin Tarantino bit about the Mighty Ducks?
No. Can we drop it in the podcast right here so people can hear it?
I don't know if I ever heard him talk about it, but I heard like, I'll just say it and then if I find it, I'll replace it. But I heard that he's said that he always wanted to make like a kid's like sports movie, because when he was editing one of his movies, they were doing like test screenings of one of the Mighty Ducks movies, and he said it was like the most like lit environment he's ever seen. Like kids were like running up and down the halls and like just going absolutely like
just going bananas. Mental.
And he was like, this would be so fun to like to make something that people would like go this nuts for.
Yeah, Olivia goes nuts for Creed 2 now, but you should have seen her in the theater when Mighty Ducks came out. She was going
bananas.
Okay, Liv, the first one was released in 1992. How old are you?
I was going to say, no, stop. I obviously did not see these in theaters.
Oh, true, sorry.
How old was I in 92? I was 5 years from being born, so... Wow. I did not see it in theaters, but we had them all on VHS. So
that's so cool. I always think about like, I'm so fascinated by what you know and what you like, because so much of the stuff that's like important to me from like me growing up is something that would be, I don't like the equivalent for me, like something that I had to like find on my own that was like considered old or something like that. So I just love hearing what like hit for you.
I think what's interesting too about our ages, like the three of us, is like old for me and Casey was like black and white TV and like grainy films, where like there isn't quite that jump between Olivia and us. You know what I mean?
Is there a thing about the early 90s for you, Liv, that you're like, that would be sick? That would have been sick to be a kid during that time?
Everything about the 90s. I'm obsessed with the 90s. And my parents even say, they're like, I don't understand. You were like not alive during like the 90s. I was 97. But there's just something. I love it. The fashion, the color, like the movies, the shows, pop culture, all of it. I would have killed to be a teenager in the 90s. Like I would have, oh my God, I would have thrived in the 90s, I think.
I think so too. Thanks. And with that,
that's true.
Let's take a break. And we're back. We're back from the break. And
we're back from break.
We are, we're going to play the IMDb game. It's going to be Liv versus Kyle. Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the first, yeah, let's do it. The first, what do I say? The first talent, I'm going to read off their top four from fourth to first, and you each get two guesses. So, but just holler it out if you think you know who it is. Okay, this first movie for this person is Cowboys and Aliens from 2011.
Okay, I have a guess.
You want to use one of your guesses?
Yeah, it's Daniel Craig, of course.
Daniel Craig is in that movie, but you are incorrect. Liv, dang it. Liv, do you want to use one of your guesses, or do you want to wait to hear another?
I'll wait.
Okay. Number three is The Lazarus Effect.
The Lazarus Effect?
Yeah, it's from 2015.
I don't know that movie. I'm not familiar. Do you know that movie, Olivia?
No.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Moving on. Number two, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Mm. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Yeah. I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
It's kind of, I don't know why it's on this person's thing. It's like a kind of a bad magic comedy.
Okay.
All right, number one is Tron Legacy. Do you have any idea who is in all four of those?
In Tron Legacy?
Yeah.
What year was that?
Tron Legacy was 2010. That's like the kind of the reboot
of
the Tron.
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to just keep doing movies for this person.
Okay.
Well, this is The OC.
Oh.
Oh my God, Casey, are these going to be all OC actors?
No.
Okay.
I don't know any OC actors.
Okay. This person was involved in Booksmart.
Was involved in?
Yes.
Oh. I have a guess.
Okay.
Olivia, do you have one? I'll let you go since I've already guessed if you have one.
You said involved in, so not necessarily acting.
Right.
Is it Olivia Wilde?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
Wait, what were the Lazarus Effect and Burt Wonderstone?
The Incredible Burt Wonderstone was sort of like Steve Carell's Anchorman, but it tanked. To use a phrase, it doesn't exist, if you've heard that.
I don't know.
And then the Lazarus Effect, I don't know what that is. Okay. Are we ready to move on?
Okay. Yeah. So 1-0. I know you're not competitive, Kyle, but I'm keeping score.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the number four for this person is Neighbors 2.
Oh, 2.
The full title is
Neighbors.
Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Oh, Neighbors. I remember those movies. Okay.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay, number three is Playing It Cool. From 2014.
I have no idea what that movie is. Olivia, okay. You might have an edge up.
Okay. I won't guess yet, but keep going.
Okay, Zoolander 2.
And these are all star stuff.
I know.
Zoolander 2 has everybody in it.
I mean, you might as well guess one. Because you have two guesses left.
The only person I can think of from Neighbors who might be in Zoolander is Zac Efron.
Not correct. And the only person, because I don't think Chris Evans was in Zoolander too.
Wow, you know him from playing it cool.
Wow. Yeah, wasn't he the main guy?
I guess. I didn't know what that movie was.
Yo, rom-coms, that's...
Yo. Is that your guess?
I mean...
You might as well
if it. Has
it has, yeah.
Okay, it's wrong. Guess, yeah. Okay, number one, Brigsby Bear.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Briggs?
Who would have been in...
Huh.
Brigsby Bear.
Playing it cool. Wait, what's his name?
Don't think too hard about it.
Wait, is it? See, I'm terrible with names, but would it be? Is it the guy from Scrubs?
The guy from Scrubs.
Come on.
The lead, Zach Braff.
Come on, the one of the main guys, brunette.
Zach Braff, is that who you're thinking of? Zach Braff, the main guy.
that is Zach Braff. Wait, not him though. Wait, okay. Now I'm way off. But the guy who kind of looks like him.
Kyle, do you have a guess?
I can just think of like Kyle Mooney, maybe.
You got it.
Wow.
But what? He's in Zoolander?
Yeah, Zoolander 2.
What were the other movies?
Playing It Cool and Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
What a weirdo.
Wow, okay.
All right.
Have you guys seen Brigsby Bear? Have you seen Brigsby Bear, Olivia?
No. I want to see it.
You haven't seen it, Casey? No.
I'm ashamed to say.
Oh my gosh. You should be ashamed. Yeah. It's so good. It's great.
All right, number 3. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Number 4 movie is Ocean's 13.
Oh, great. I like we're going to pick out a 13 stars. How are we supposed to know?
Ready for me to move on?
I'm ready.
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
That's supposed to be a good movie. I've never seen it. Have you seen it, Olivia? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It's good.
I like this. This is good because I feel like Olivia and I are on equal footing. Yeah. This is a pretty close
one. This is good, yes.
You ready for another?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Gone Baby Gone.
I haven't seen that.
So you're ready for number 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Manchester by the Sea.
I haven't seen that either. Casey,
what's up?
How did you construct this game?
Well, okay. Think about, there's a theme here. So think about what the winners had in common so far.
Okay, wait, yeah. Can you say the movies again, the 4 you've said?
Oh, Ocean's 13, The Assassination of Jesse James, and Gone Baby Gone.
Okay.
And Manchester by the Sea.
What do Kyle Mooney and Olivia Wilde have in common? Kyle Mooney, Olivia Wilde.
Mm-mm.
Maybe not what they have in common, but
like
just something about those two.
They have curly hair. Yeah. Okay.
So you don't wait, Kyle. You don't have any commonality with either of those two. And
I know who Manchester by the Sea is now because of your clues. Casey.
Yeah, last name.
Casey Affleck.
You got it.
I gotcha.
Okay.
We have an Olivia, we have a Kyle, and we have a Casey.
Right.
I wouldn't have remembered his name unless he gave me those clues because I remembered it was Affleck, but I couldn't remember Casey.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, this one might be a little obscure, but we'll go with it.
Fred something. Fred Savage.
Office Christmas Party, okay, 2016. Ever seen that? All right, number 3, The Daily Show.
Oh,
and I'll say 2010 to 2019 is this person's run.
Okay.
Whoa, long one.
Yeah. And then we've got X-Men Apocalypse, 2016.
Whoa, I got nothing. Olivia, anything?
The Newsroom, the HBO show.
These are hard, Casey.
Yeah, it's hard.
These are all things that people who like to watch things would watch these things.
All right, and then I'm going to just go into other stuff.
Yeah.
So let's go with
going to overtime.
The Predator. Let's do Ocean's 8.
Okay.
So we're talking about a lady, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Zoolander 2.
Whoa, what? Are they? Is that where you just went to Zoolander 2 and found a whole bunch of people?
Ride Along 2.
Ride Along.
Okay.
New Girl, Liv.
Wait, shut up. Okay. Wait. Let me think.
Magic Mike.
Stop. It has... Okay.
Iron Man 2?
It's not a...
Yeah, oh, Iron Man 2, yep.
What?
Date night.
No.
I have no idea. You're adding more movies isn't helping.
Yeah, I was going to... At first I was, but then...
They were on New Girl?
Yeah.
They were in Zoolander 2.
New Girl for...
And their names were
only
Fred.
For three episodes?
Fred. Yeah. Okay, let me think of someone who wasn't...
It's not Fred. That's a hint.
Okay.
Not...
It might be.
But it's a girl.
It might be another one of our names.
Oh. Is there another Casey or another Olivia?
I don't know any other famous.
I think
Olivia's.
There's another.
Okay, wait. You said it might be another one.
It might be. Who knows?
Okay. Wait, can you say In New Girl. That's really, that's sending
this person. This person dated Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I should know this. Okay, okay.
I think I know.
Okay, go for it, Kyle.
It's in Oceans.
Wait, no, I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, no, keep. Oh, this my God. Wait. So you said Ocean's 8 and New Girl.
Yeah.
It's an Olivia. What's her last name? Olivia. Olivia Munn.
Yes.
Olivia Munn.
Oh.
Let's go. Nice.
Good job. Nice.
Okay. Olivia. I'm just going to tell you for these last, we're going to do two more. Okay. If you guys are up for it. These last two break.
Okay. The
thing.
Okay. Like the theme.
We're just going, there's no commonality here. Number one. Or number four. Bruno.
Okay.
Number two. Borat. Subsequent movie film.
Whoa.
Borat?
Yeah, what's his name again? I can't remember.
Sacha Baron Cohen?
You got it.
Hey!
So what is it? What is it? 3-1?
No, 2-2.
Oh yeah, 2-2. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I think because we did four already, so someone has to be up. Unless we tie.
We're tied.
You're tied. Okay, this last one.
No.
What?
Olivia's up by it's 3-2, I think.
Oh, okay. So you could
because you got two. You got oh, two Olivias, right. Got this one.
Okay, 3-2.
So this one, Olivia could win, or we could have a happy tie.
Whoa.
Okay. The fourth movie is Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Hmm.
Okay. 2011.
Yeah. Nothing.
Ready to move on,
Olivia? You got anything?
Okay. Number three, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part One.
Oh my God! Stop! Okay.
I have a guess. Is it Andy Serkis? No.
That's a very good guess though. Okay. Number two, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Whoa! Oh, they were in all of the Harry Potters.
Wow.
I'm just gonna say who I wanted to be.
Okay.
Tom Felton.
You got it.
No way.
I kind of lied. The last two are just people I know that Liv loves.
That's so Taylor. Wow. Thank you. Wow.
Kyle, are you a Harry Potter person?
Yeah.
Okay. Liv is like fascinatingly like obsessed with Draco.
I'm I wish we had a camera on right now to see who is on my wall. I have no decorations
except for Emilio right and Tom Felton photos. Yes.
But you like you really grew to love him even before you saw the movies, which I guess makes
absolutely
sense because he's a villain. Everyone knows that he's a villain.
And like on TikTok, like the edits they'd make, I was like, who is this platinum blonde, beautiful, like,
So wait, you only got into Harry Potter within the last like year or two?
Yeah, within the last like,
whoa,
6 months?
Wow.
Yeah, TikTok has only been around for like 2 years.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow. So what got you hooked? Tom Felton got you into Harry Potter?
Okay, well, no.
That was your way in?
That was not my way in. My friend Sonia specifically is obsessed with Harry Potter. And all they would talk about is Harry Potter and reference Harry Potter. And I was like, I've never seen Harry Potter. You're like, Olivia.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even want to get into that. You guys talk about it all the time.
Literally. And then I was on TikTok. Yeah. And so we were always on Harry Potter TikTok. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. This Draco character, tell me more. They were like, you just have to watch the movies. And I watched them and I was like, whoa. So yeah, that's how I got in.
I get it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love him. I don't think he gets enough screen time though, is what I
does he do cameos? I feel like he's the kind of guy who does cameos. Should we get one?
Does he do you know if he does live?
He does. Yeah, he does.
Wow.
But I think
like, does he do it like in character? Or what's his like thing?
You can ask for it. He doesn't like to.
Oh my gosh!
In character, but yeah.
Wait, you can chat on Cameo?
You like?
You can request.
What is chat?
Well, wait, what? No, you like request because you have to tell them.
No. So I just found Tom Felton on Cameo, and there's a chat button. It's $55, and you can just chat.
Only $55.
Is that you get like 10 minutes to just like I am with him or something?
Olivia, you got to go on his I don't know.
Oh my
God. You got to go on his Cameo. He is a hunk in these little Cameo previews.
Everyone posts them on TikTok and I'm like, wow. Like you guys like really need to stop. I can't.
He's got a different vibe on his online persona for sure.
He does, which like.
Like I'm getting Gosling vibes.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Olivia in our chat posted a photo. It's across from her while she's recording, and it's just a photo of Tom Felton, a poster. It's great.
Good poster, my God. Too. Yeah. Here's what got me hooked on Draco, actually. There was this TikTok, because Tom Felton loves TikTok for some reason. So he's on it, and he's like, he meets this girl. And she's like, oh, Draco. And he like hugs her and he's like, don't be scared. Like, Tom is nice.
Like a little girl. Like a.
Yeah.
He's
like, it was so cute. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
He's got 4.9 stars on Cameo. So he makes them good.
How much for a Cameo?
Only 600.
Yeah, only
$600, but it's only 55 to chat.
Wow.
How does it work? Let me see here. Oh, that just explains what a Cameo is. Explain to me what a chat is.
I know, that's weird.
Have you guys ever gotten one for someone or for yourself?
Yeah, I've gotten some as gifts, but they've never been celebrities. It's always like weird.
Like a niche.
Instagram famous people not like real celebrities.
I haven't personally, but Sarah, she got some character from Lost or something like that.
What? Who?
I don't remember. Casey's. So wait, I'll ask her.
Wait, which one of my favorite characters
please,
was it?
Please find out. Okay, I'm a Lost head. Lost, Lost set it off for me. That's like,
was it Zach Fox? Was it
Matt Fox?
Oh, Matt Fox.
Benjamin Lilly?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Wow.
Guys, thank you so much for talking about Mighty Ducks.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm like honored.
Yeah, thanks, Olivia. This is fun.
This was really fun.
We'll have Olivia back on and we'll talk about maybe season 2 or something.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, I'll come back. Anytime, guys. I'm here. I love movies. Cool. You know, I'm here.
Hey,
yeah.
What do you want to plug, Liv? Do you have like?
Oh, I don't know. My Instagram.
Oh yeah, your live reads.
Yeah. Check out my Instagram if you want to hear me. Honestly, a great plug. If you like hearing my voice right now, check out my Instagram. I read on my Instagram live. @lives_house. If you need any graphic design work, check out my website.
You're available?
I am available. I'm always, I'm always available.
Always available.
Check out oh497.com. And that's really all. That's
amazing.
That's it.
Thanks for
Olivia. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.